This recording, Main 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept saying, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into Coma and give her a relaxing bath onto Coma. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," for Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born at Damascotta Mills, which is a section of the town of Novaborough in the state of Maine, on the 15th of November, 1915. My father at the time was working in a factory. My mother was a housewife. However, she had been working in a telephone office before her marriage, and when my brother became 5 years old, she went back to work for the phone company, and my mother always worked. And I remember her having a basketball team. My father also owned an island on Damariscotta Lake, which was about 8 miles from the place where we lived, because we were right on the edge of the lake where I was born. The house belonged to my grandparents, and I was born there in the front room. My father got the island that he owned by eminent domain. Nobody wanted the islands on the lake at that time. Property was only worth something because you had animals and they could drink water out of the lake. My father and 7 or 8 other guys who were a friend of his built a small camp there, and it's a camp that we are still using. And that was probably in 1913. The chimney was built the day after I was a year old. That would be 1916. Yes, I remember going to Big Pine, which was another island that was owned by a man named Glidden, and he had abandoned the place because he didn't have any money. And I can remember my father showing me a boat that they had in the boathouse there, and he lifted me up over the side of it and told me to remember it because I'd never see anything like it again. And it was a vacuum, I can't remember the name now, but anyhow, it had all kinds of petcocks and screws and all kinds of things on it.